This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's going to be an interesting show tonight. We've got some great stories to cover, but that doesn't mean we're going to spend the whole time covering our stories. That's kind of silly. This show is about open phone lines, which means you can call in with any topic you like, and we'd love to discuss it with you. Now, please remember we are on a bunch of radio stations, and radio stations get really angry if we throw out curse words and stuff like that, so keep it clean, but we'd love to engage in a conversation with you. And by we, I mean myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
And nobody.
Nobody. The artist formerly known as Rich Paul.
It's true.
It is. But one thing is just not going to fly, apparently, in a Minnesota City Council meeting, and that is the threat of, my God, listen to this. They want to do away with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Nice.
Wow.
What do you mean nice? I mean, this is George Washington used to begin meetings with a pledge. I'm pretty sure.
Wrong. The pledge was developed during the Cold War by a guy named Bellamy, who was a socialist.
And was that the Cold War going on at that time? The late 1800s?
He's a little earlier than that, but not much.
Does it go back that far?
Yeah, late 1800s was...
It was during the Cold War that they added the words under God.
That's right, yeah.
That's what it was. You're right. It does go back further, because my parents did do the pledge.
But Francis, and they did. And when they did the pledge,
right,
they did. They properly did the correct... They had all the students do the Bellamy salute.
Right.
Now, I can't...
Which was also the Roman salute.
Which was also the Nazi salute.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So, if you go out and Google, say, 1920s children, Pledge of Allegiance, salute, you will see a bunch of American children raising their hands, saying, it looks like they're saying, Heil Hitler! And that is, that's the Bellamy salute.
Well,
I went on to describe it.
FDR was actually a big fan of socialism in general as an economic arrangement. Now, he wasn't fond of the other fascist states, but his New Deal was basically fascism. It was big labor, big government, and big business hammering out what was going to happen to the rest of us.
And the moves towards progressivism, the moves towards socialism, really did begin in the 1880s, 1890s. It was the extension of the progressive movement. And, you've got famous leaders like Woodrow Wilson, very progressive. Teddy Roosevelt, wait, what? I couldn't have been right when I said that. I just said a Republican and talked about progressivism. I am correct. Teddy Roosevelt, even after he didn't get the nomination, he started the Progressive Party, a progressive party known as the Bull Moose Party.
Mm-hmm.
This was a progressive. We would not have the modern movement had it not been for Republicans and Democrats. And it's a hard pill to swallow. I know people get a little upset when they hear that. But yes, Teddy Roosevelt...
Now,
big time progressive.
What year did Teddy Roosevelt leave office?
I want to say 1908, but I'm probably wrong on that.
Okay, so he would have been directly before Woodrow Wilson.
I think we had somebody else in there. But my mind is foggy. I'm going to explain, folks, why my mind is foggy. Apparently, somewhere in my travels, I encountered a tick. Ticks carry this wonderful disease. I love it. Key lime pie disease.
Only some ticks.
Some ticks. I had to find the very special tick. That one that had this disease. So apparently I've been diagnosed with Lyme disease, and it's messing with my vision, and it's messing with my balance. And
you said you had 9 out of 10.
Off.
9 out of...
9 out of 10 symptoms?
Yes. Less on the physical side, more on the... mental side.
Are you trying to collect the whole set?
That's the goal. Collectible.
Okay.
It's been interesting. I've had some noticeable difficulty with focus vision, and then it just becomes very difficult to get through the day at work. And
when I went in yesterday, you were asleep.
Yeah. Well, that'll happen too. I'll tell you. I can't get through a whole day without taking some sort of break, and it just hits like a it's not a fun disease.
So is it zapping your energy, basically?
Yeah.
What's a fun disease? I guess alcoholism is the most fun disease.
Exactly.
Out there.
I'm not really sure what it does. It does it all at once. It's not like I rapidly lose my energy throughout the day. It's just at some point you are tired.
Mm-hmm.
Just
exhausted.
Exhausted. And there's not a lot to say. I mean, I can keep talking, but if I'm in the middle of one of these, if I just, I keep it up, and I'll need to sit down, and eventually I'll probably lean back, and then I'll probably fill our shop with a lovely sound of snores. But I'm on the preferred medication for this stuff, so hopefully it'll...
And what is that? Some kind of antibiotic?
Yes, it's just a mass dose that you keep up for 21 days of just doxycycline, which is same thing that, they used to give kids for zits. So, hey, I'm hoping that it'll finally get rid of my teenage acne. but you do that...
Side perk?
Yeah, absolutely. But... that should start to clear things up. I felt today much, much better. Huh. A lot of those symptoms weren't there, and that's only after a few days.
That's good.
But later in the day, this might be just be tired for all I know. But let's get back to this day.
Well, get well soon.
Thank you. Hopefully before the next break. This comes to us from Fox News. Decision to nix the Pledge of Allegiance spurs USA chant at Minnesota City Council meeting.
Of course.
Protesters were out in force at a Minnesota city this week, upset over the City Council's decision to stop reciting the Pledge of Allegiance at the start of their meetings.
Yay.
Finally, the protesters have found something to be, concerned with.
There you go.
In the United States.
The decision was announced by the St. Louis Park City Council. Of course, this appears to be one committee, sort of like a park and recreations committee, and of course everybody's in a big hubbub about this.
Says there it's the city council.
Isn't the park part of the city's name?
I think I might have read that somewhere else. I may be wrong on that. The decision was announced by the St. Louis Park City Council after a unanimous vote on June 17th. The amendment to the council's rules.
So the city is St. Louis Park.
It must be.
Yeah, that's really weird.
It's a strange name. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Population 49,000, St. Louis Park.
Missouri. Gotcha.
Or, excuse me, Minnesota.
They voted to amend their minutes and amend their processes. Amendment to the council's rules was characterized as an effort to serve a more, quote, diverse community. Quote, we concluded that in order to create a more welcoming environment to a diverse community, we were going to forego saying the Pledge of Allegiance before every meeting.
Well, it's a crappy reason to get rid of it. The best reason, of course, is that it, as you pointed out earlier, is a socialist pledge.
Yeah.
Although I suspect many on the city council are socialists, so they wouldn't want to give that reason to get rid of this thing. But it's interesting the responses that you get from people when you bring up the fact that this was written by a socialist. We have a Republican meeting that, Rich, you and I have been attending here recently.
We should hand out Rex Curry's thing there.
That's a good idea, yeah. A little bit of outside information for him, because I had a brief conversation with she's the vice chair person of the Keene Republican Committee, and she wanted to talk to me because I wasn't participating in the Pledge of Allegiance. I was staying seated, and some of the other Republicans in the county group had, I guess, quietly complained to her about this. And I explained to her briefly that, part of the reason I don't participate is because it was written by a socialist and that it's a socialist pledge. And, of course, her immediate response, without having taken any real information in or anything like that, was that, well, she doesn't see it that way.
Well, whether you see it that way or not, it doesn't change the facts. And I've had the same discussion with people in my town.
And the facts are right there in the text that you're putting this collective nonsense before your individual identity. That's indistinguishable from the text.
Literally before God. 855-450-FREE. What do you think about the pledge? Give us a call. This is Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Is it freedom? 855-450-3733. I wanted to tell you about localbitcoin.com. You've heard of bitcoin.com. Well, this
you
is
missed a dot in there.
I know. This is local.bitcoin.com.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to come up if you go to localbitcoin.com. That could be a phishing site.
It probably would. Do not listen to me. But listen to this. I'm going to try it one more time. Local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods, such as PayPal, Venmo.
I used Venmo today.
Did you?
I did. You're not supposed to, but like Venmo, the rules with Venmo are you can't buy things with Venmo. It's the stupidest thing. It's the dumbest app, but somebody sold me some Bitcoin Cash for it.
Man, people love Venmo. All the kids are doing it.
I don't understand it personally. I guess the idea is you're supposed to like share your meal cost by sending Venmo to somebody.
Split the bill with you.
But I can't even understand how you load money into the Venmo without receiving it from someone else first. I tried connecting my bank account and
applying logic.
Yeah, I tried to connect my bank account and my debit card to it and then like load it from there.
Right.
And it didn't work. So I sent their tech support a request like, hey, what's going on? I mean, everything seemed to connect fine. And they said, oh, you can't do that unless you have our card. Like, well, I definitely don't want your card. I'm not interested in having another card. So otherwise, all you can do is just get paid in the thing. Sorry, that's as an aside. But it did work to pay somebody for their Bitcoin Cash.
Well, yeah, I'm just going to use this, what if I were on local.bitcoin.com and what if I set up an offer and what if I said I accepted Venmo?
You did a PayPal one, did you not? Or no, yours was cash in person.
I do cash in person.
That's right.
But I'm not saying I did set up one for Venmo that you could find if you'd like to buy some Bitcoin Cash, but I'm just saying it might be out there. But you can use PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meet in person with cash. You can search any country in the world, find someone who's local or willing to deal with you and willing to give you the price you want. That's the great thing about a peer-to-peer exchange. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are fully encrypted. One other thing that I like, and I'd take this stuff for granted, but everything's kept in blind escrow. So your money, if you are selling something, your Bitcoin Cash is kept in a safe place. It doesn't get released until you've confirmed that you've got payment, and it's pretty good. So there are ways to protect everyone involved. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com.
Aria, our Monday night co-host, has been going gangbusters on this site.
She is. It's her new thing.
She's into it.
She's gonna retire from this. You're gonna be looking for a new host. She is seriously into it, and that's great.
She's doing the little stuff, which is cool because some people want to buy $5 or $10 worth of crypto, and this makes it possible.
And she raised it up. She does anything. I was looking at her earlier. Anything up to $40.
Oh, she's going up in the
Well, that's
on up.
It's nice that she's willing to take on this $5 and $10.
Right.
We live here in a first world country, assuming that everybody's going to just drop $100 on crypto on payday, mm-hmm. and you got to realize there are parts of the world that that could be a year's salary, and she's making it easy for people to get into crypto, and it just gives. It makes it a more open playing field, and that's what I like. We've been talking about this very confusing name of a town, St. Louis Park City, and St. Louis must be in Missouri. No, it's in Minnesota, but they have announced that after a unanimous vote on June 17th, they will no longer be saying the Pledge of Allegiance. They concluded that in order to create a more welcoming environment to a diverse community, we're going to forego saying the Pledge of Allegiance before every meeting, unquote, Council Member Tim Brawson said after the vote. This story continues. Council members Ann Mavity, who sponsored the rule change, told KARE-11, that's a TV station out there, that she didn't feel saying the pledge was necessary, especially for non-citizens. And I didn't even really think about this. Quote, not everyone who does business with the city or has a conversation is a citizen, unquote, she said. Quote, they certainly don't need to come into city chambers and pledge their allegiance to our country in order to tell us what their input is about a sidewalk in front of their home, unquote. That's an excellent point. You know, what does, it's just, and this is really the crux of the matter. What people that have an issue with a pledge have an issue with is you are being told over and over, you must swear your allegiance to this country, damn it, or you're not patriotic. You must tell us over and over. Well, you must reaffirm. That's the goal of this, of the progressives.
It's probably true. Like, if you don't swear an allegiance to the country, you could make a strong argument that you're not patriotic, right?
Well,
patriotic is this sort of mindless allegiance to a certain political system.
That's not what patriotism back in the day was.
What was it?
Well, the Founding Fathers said that a patriot's first duty was to get between the government and the people and fight the government if the government became totalitarian. That was the point of the Revolutionary War.
Okay.
I mean, maybe you wouldn't call it totalitarian today, but it was pretty bad.
I would agree with Rich. That is more in the line, more in line with their thinking according to their writings.
Right. But then we've been sold this idea. They redefined the word in a very Orwellian fashion to mean what Ian said, blind allegiance to the political system, because that's what they really want from you.
Right. And this reaches a city council. It reaches the NFL. All the hubbaloo about just, you know, whether or not you stand during the Star Spangled Banner, because damn it, you know, people have been standing at NFL games for 100 years, and how dare this one guy not stand? Well, that's all BS too, because that started when in the 2000s, right? I think it was 2006, 2007. The Department of Defense did the contract with the NFL that part of the condition was the NFL would always play the Star Spangled Banner, and that didn't happen all the time either.
Yeah, well, the absurdity of, you know, if I would say, I would call my tribe the hippie tribe, and, you know, pretty much we were one of two tribes that the Nixon administration was trying to get when they started the war on pot smokers. So basically, what they expect from me is that I'm going to swear allegiance to a government that's literally at war with me. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if that's legal. It's certainly not sensible.
Right, and the question is it moral? I find the pledge reprehensible. I don't think it would be moral for me to recite the pledge.
When did you change your mind about this?
About the pledge? I followed this one for a long time.
Really?
Yeah, I still would have more than likely been a sheep and followed along, but finally I just said, you know, enough is enough, and that goes back 4 or 5 years here. 855, 453, we're talking about the Pledge of Allegiance. We're talking about that great socialist diatribe that we are requiring people to say. What do you think about that? 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the Rose Garden from the White House, President Trump says he's issuing an executive order on a citizenship count.
I'm hereby ordering every department and agency in the federal government to provide the Department of Commerce with all requested records regarding the number of citizens and non-citizens in our country. They must furnish all legally accessible records in their possession immediately.
the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee authorized subpoenas for what they believe are 12 critical witnesses as part of the House Democrats' ongoing investigation targeting President Donald Trump regarding the Mueller investigation. Republican Congressman Doug Collins says the panel should just move on.
Another round, an episode of premature subpoena authorizations brought to you by the Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee. In the world of congressional oversight, today's markup makes absolutely no sense.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's the number you call if you would like to chat. You want to be on the radio? Talk about some really interesting stuff. We'd love to talk to you. By we, I mean myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
Plus, I want you to know about Freedom Fest. It's coming up fast, July 17th through the 20th. Mark and I are going to be heading out there for this thing. I've never been to Freedom Fest before, but Mark's been to a few of them, and he's had a good time.
Hold on, Rich. My ticket evidently got lost in the mail. My all-expense-paid trip to Freedom Fest.
Yeah, they don't pay all our expenses. I just like to clear that up with you. We still have to buy our own food when we're there, but I do expect we'll be given admission, gratis because we're helping them promote the event and all the speakers they're going to be having there. This is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. This is by no means a small, intimate convention. They're expecting at least, I would say, a couple thousand attendees at this, from what I understand about it. And you might understand why after hearing the guest list. Penn Jillette is going to be there. John Stossel, who we just had on the show over the weekend. If you missed that, you can grab the episode from Saturday night on our website at freetalklive.com. There's a bit of a mix of kind of the right-wingers in this as well. Folks like Candace Owens, Herman Cain, Justin Amash, Glenn Beck, although I heard Amash recently quit the Republican Party, so that's interesting.
He did.
Yeah, he says he's considering a run as a Libertarian or as an independent for president.
I imagine he'll have a few choice words for when he gets up on stage. And a bunch of other folks, go to freedomfest.com/FTL, and that's where you can also use coupon code FTL50 to get yourself a discount on Freedom Fest. Again, it kicks off next week, July 17th through the 20th at the Hotel Paris in Las Vegas. FreedomFest.com/FTL, coupon code FTL50. See you there.
So here in New Hampshire, we have a little bit different system. I remember going in to register to vote, and they said, well, would you like to register as a Republican, a Democrat, or would you like to be undeclared?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, ooh, tell me more about that one. But that's it. You don't have to name any party.
That's true.
And
by the way, I believe it's a plurality of voters in New Hampshire are registered as undeclared.
We have the biggest party. And
correct.
Nobody. Just don't know who to send them to. Send them to nobody. Yeah, send them to nobody. But it really made me think about that. And, you know, I have traditionally throughout my adult life voted Republican, you know, registered Republican for most of my voting life. And I had a point where I stopped voting as much for the Republicans, but that was my default because the Democrats were lousy when they came up on the ballot. I never had a choice, really. And to me, when I say I'm registered as a Republican, that almost insinuates that I can live with all the Republicans' policies. And that's the part that really irked me. I couldn't get away from that. And if you have that opportunity, I encourage it.
I'm registered as a Republican currently because that's the last primary that I voted in.
Right.
I supported Rand Paul. But, yeah, I don't have any particular allegiance to the Republican Party. The Democratic Party seems to be slightly worse. I originally came from the left to libertarianism, not from the right. So, you know, I've never been fond of the grand old party, as it were, because to me it was the party of Nixon and Reagan and the war on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
They called themselves a small government party, but the most brutal of the nurse ratchet state policies were championed by the Republicans, so I didn't know what they meant by small government there.
I hope we got some Republicans listening, because I'm a lifelong Republican. Perhaps you can explain to me how Republicans, when they get control of the White House, increase the budget more than Democrats.
Yeah.
Can you tell me
Trump's
how...
Trump's doing it right now.
Well, yeah, but I'd just like to know their point of view. You know, how do you correlate this, the party of small government, of limited government.
Do they even still say that about themselves?
Oh, they do.
On the national level?
I'm sure they do.
I mean, I think in New Hampshire they do. I'm pretty sure I've read some statements from them here that they seem to be a little bit better than maybe some of their national comrades, if you will.
I think they still tout that. They still want us to believe it, and I'm sorry, it's just not believable.
Well, I want to hear if a Republican's going to call in tonight, then I'd like to hear them explain to me, if they do the Pledge of Allegiance, why, and do they know it is a socialist pledge? And if so, how can you be, you know, purportedly anti-socialist, right? Like, I'm just going to presume that you're anti-socialist, but yet you feel good about saying a Pledge of Allegiance written by one of them.
Right. Very much a progressive. Very much something for the times. I mean, that was in the height of nationalism. That's what progressivism was really pushing.
And there's nothing new there. Van Hayek dedicated the book The Road to Serfdom to the socialists of both parties.
Mm-hmm.
Zing. Yeah. Same thing. There was a time when Murray Rothbard was addressing a bunch of Republicans and ended up walking out saying, "You're all a bunch of socialists."
And that again, The Road to Serfdom, a superb book, actually written for the British. That was his audience. That's who he was writing for.
Mm-hmm.
And it did very well. They didn't think this book would sell anything at all. But then, once it got read in the United States, it got picked up by Reader's Digest, who did a condensed version.
Mm-hmm.
And that really brought it into people's homes, and people understood, wow, this socialism thing's it's a pretty bad deal. Because, you know, back in...
Well, how well did they understand it? Because they haven't really done anything to stop it.
No, no, but I think, you know, with that generation...
It's cold comfort to know that somebody's read a book and, you know, knows a thing or two about socialism while it's on the rise all around us.
I think during, I'm going to say the World War II generations, they understood it. It was spelled out very clearly for them in A Road to Serfdom. And there were a lot of people that understood it, but they also, I think they countered on our resistance to this sort of thing, and they quit looking. Because after World War II and then going into the 60s, World War II also gave rise to Keynesian economics. And that's, you know, where you had... Well, you had Keynes whispering in Roosevelt's ear, you know, telling him...
Yeah, but he had been doing that since the Great Depression, hadn't he?
Yes, yes. And okay. I'm saying, like, the early 30s into World War One or World War Two, excuse me, that wasn't that long.
Right.
But Keynesianism became gospel, and Keynesianism was a government's wet dream. You know, you can have all the money you want to fight the wars, you can... Every big project you want to promise taxpayers to get you elected? Yes. That's,
just print money.
That's all spending, and spending is good. Government spending is great for economies. This is what's being taught to our college students now.
And, of course, what he missed is that most government spending is not spent on producing something that can be consumed. You know, I mean, the people who consume bombs die.
Right.
So the, you know, it does not give the same benefit of the, to the economy, having people given money for make work, like making war, than it does to pay people to actually produce stuff that somebody else can eat.
But Keynes was the most important thing we could do in an economy is keep money moving. It's the velocity of money. Money has to be changing hands, and that's what keeps an economy strong, which is BS, and it's been disproven more times than anyone can account.
Yeah, the other problem with Keynes is he wanted to have the a legislature that was basically working the printing of money like an accelerator pedal, and they would never react. It doesn't make sense.
No, they wouldn't. What do you think? We're going to get back to this St. Louis Park City Council doing away with the pledge.
And, people are mad.
People are angry. We're going to talk about the angry people. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Jeunesse Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Hey, I want to tell you about My Magic Mud. My Magic Mud is... No, this is for your teeth, but bear with me. Black tooth polish. Yes, it is black, and yes, it works. It's made of charcoalized coconut.
I would call it
a
powder.
Shells.
I'd call it a powder and not a polish. I mean,
it kind of gives the idea of shoe polish.
Yeah.
You definitely don't want to put black shoe polish on your teeth.
That I tried that. It just didn't work.
This is much more pleasant. Well, but it's a powder, but it is clinically proven to whiten teeth.
Absolutely. Yeah. It is a pretty cool product. I know a bunch of us ran into them at the Porcupine Freedom Festival several years ago,
mm-hmm.
and many of us took it home, and it's good to see them doing well. They are doing so well, you can get it in most health food stores like Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and Walmart in the natural beauty aisle. And you can get 20% off using code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. I just think it's a really unique product. And now they have a toothpaste out. And I'm going to give that a try next. The powder can be a little messy. You have to read the instructions. You have to be kind of patient. The first time I ever used it, I put it on my 12,000 RPM electric tooth scrubber. And
it seemed like a good idea at the time, Ed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, at the time, but not afterwards. But I'm anxious to try their toothpaste because that would be much better. Again, 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. We've been talking about this whole Pledge of Allegiance hullabaloo. It's been going on in, I got to get this town exactly right, St. Louis Park City, which is in Minnesota, if that doesn't
No, it's just St. Louis Park.
St. Louis, oh, okay.
It's St. Louis, Park City Council.
There we go.
It is a city, though, apparently, like right next to the heart of Minnesota.
Right.
Or Minneapolis, excuse me.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Donald Trump to change that because it's confusing. Could we do
to
that?
To change the name of the city?
Yeah, yeah.
Does Donald Trump do Minnesota city names? Is that?
I think Donald Trump can do anything he puts his mind to. I am being completely facetious when I say that.
Okay.
It sounds like the type of thing that Donald Trump would, at 2 a.m. in the morning, tweet out What is with St. Louis Park? This is a confusing name.
Well, I mean, I could spend my whole day tweeting out stupid things that go on in America.
I was going to say the White House, but hey, but in this case, some people did get upset. The council's meeting to reconsider the controversial change was held Monday as nearly 100 concerned citizens waved American flags and chanted USA, USA in a bid to convince the council to reverse course before the change goes into effect next, before the
Nothing
end
else,
of life as we know it.
I'd like to point out something here about these protesters. How many of these protesters bothered to get up and chant or, you know, do whatever protesty things outside of the city council at any other point whenever this council did all of this asinine things that city councils tend to do, right?
But they're fighting for our freedom.
That's just it. The council has actually done things that have taken away your freedom. I mean, I don't have to even know what they are. I just know because they're a city council that they pass ordinances that take away your freedom, that restrict, for instance, your ability to grow a lawn. We talked about this earlier this week. Where
you grow a garden.
Yeah, you can't have a garden in your front lawn or whatever. There's all kinds of dumb crap that comes out of these city councils. But no, these people had to wait until it was the removal of the Pledge of Allegiance, a merely symbolic change to their city council meetings. That's what spurred them to get out of their houses and come down and protest these people. It wasn't any of the taxes. It wasn't any of the regulations. It wasn't any of the asinine control, the empowering of the police. No, it was this.
Yep. Yeah. Meanwhile,
these are the same people who value flags more highly than they value freedom.
Yep.
That's exactly it. Again, more than 100 people showed up. I'm looking at a picture of some of them. They brought in flags.
That's a big flag.
They're holding them out there. Absolutely. It takes two people to carry this flag. That's how patriotic I am. Mayor Jake Spano reportedly proposed the decision be reversed, arguing it should be reviewed more thoroughly before a vote was held. While Mavity proposed further meetings on the subject.
That's what we needed. More meetings.
More meetings. How
true
about you?
Patriots don't wave flags. They shoot at Tesla.
Violence is not the answer.
How about protesting the number of meetings? That's what I would protest.
How about protesting the fact that the city council exists at all?
Yeah, there you go. No decision was reached at the meeting on reinstating the pledge. St. Louis Park is a suburb of Minneapolis and is represented in Congress by Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar. I guess that's how she pronounces her name. Responding on Fox and Friends First, of course, Wednesday, Minnesota GOP Chairman Jennifer Carnahan said she attended the meeting Monday night and heard, quote, disturbing statements, unquote, from the council members. One of the gentlemen, Tim Brawson, said evidently Minnesotans are upset because we are playing with their hallowed traditions. That is in no way how people from Minnesota say.
Yeah, I don't think so, eh? Oh, yeah. I think they sound like that.
Oh, yeah. What you mean? You're messing with our hallowed traditions. Keep in mind,
it wasn't a bad foghorn leghorn.
Yeah,
I didn't know where that was going.
I say, gentlemen.
It was coming from the South, definitely. Yeah.
Comes from people in government. That's my government my government voice.
They all sound like foghorn leghorns.
Their results do. Again, they're treating this like it has been done for, you know, time immemorial.
Well, it has for their lifetime.
Time immemorial.
Most of them.
It has, but it wasn't done. You know, this is this misconception that, you know, Benjamin Franklin wrote the first Pledge of Allegiance, and children have been saying it ever since.
Well, yeah, that's not true.
That's
Francis
not true.
Francis Bellamy, who was a socialist.
You had to wait to the progressive era to get a socialist to write something that would be more in line with Nazi Germany. That is nationalism. That is what they were using to promote.
Look, Chris, if people don't say the pledge, we'll turn into a communist nation.
There you go.
See? You don't want a bunch of communists to get in control, do you?
Well,
that's why you need to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
We need to say that communist Pledge of Allegiance. We need, as Trump said, this will not be a socialist country. And we will defend that by reciting the socialist pledge loudly. in every city council meeting from sea to shining sea.
See, the guy who wrote this managed to really pull the wool over people's eyes that make them think that it was something besides a socialist indoctrination pledge. It just, they, like I said, the lady at the Republican meeting, she was like, well, I don't see it that way.
His brother, Bellamy's brother, wrote one of the best-selling novels of the 1800s. It was about this socialist utopia where everyone got paid exactly the same and no one fought.
Was this Looking Backward?
I can't remember the name of it. We'll have to look that one up. It's an interesting bit of history. But this is the guy. Now, when he started really pushing this flag thing was when he got a job
as a flag salesman
selling flags, mm-hmm. and then he proposed that, well, every schoolhouse should have a flag, mm-hmm. and all children should be required to say the Pledge of Allegiance, not to God, not to your parents, not to whatever you believe God is, but to the flag and what it represents. One nation, undivided. Anybody talking?
Indivisible?
Yes, thank you. Indivisible. This idea that you could never leave the country once it is started. It's just a load.
Well, that's how they treat you. They make it very hard to leave the United States, not only physically, but once you get out, if you can physically leave, if you can afford the plane ticket or the permission slips and all that to get out, they still say you owe them taxes, even if you're working in some other place in the world.
Yes. It's once you read it, and I encourage everyone to take a moment and read the Pledge of Allegiance and read what Francis Bellamy was trying to convince you of. Read what Congress was trying to convince you of when it thought that this is what children should learn when they're very, very young, and they should memorize it. They would be required to memorize it.
Well, I've got a related story here, Chris. I didn't know you were bringing this in, but I've had this in my show prep for a couple of days. And this one is about a flag that is flying over Camping World in Gander RV in Statesville, North Carolina. And in this case, I'm going to be defending the flag wavers.
Nice.
Yeah. Coming up.
Well, that should be a little different. 855-453. We've been talking about the pledge, but that doesn't mean we can't talk about whatever you would like to talk about. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.